We're a little less than a month away from the primary elections, in which voters will choose their nominees for mayor, city council, the school board, and other local offices. There are lots of familiar names on the ballot, and a couple of fresh names, really fresh names. WFAE's Nick Delacanel has a look at three candidates, 21 and under, who are among the first in their generation to run for local office.
Gabriel Cartagena is 21 years old. He's a student at UNC Charlotte, and he hasn't had much sleep today.
I closed the bar and got home around 3 a.m. I went to bed. I woke up around 5, got ready, went to Tuesday morning breakfast at the Belmont Center.
That's the weekly public affairs forum in East Charlotte. After that, he had a phone call with a donor, drove to this coffee shop across the street from his apartment, and for the last few hours,
I've been sitting here reaching out to donors, trying to get some campaign contributions, and I've also been reaching out to students to see who would be interested in volunteering for me this weekend.
He glances at his laptop, it's plastered with stickers, and brushes some hair behind his pierced ears, which correspond to his pierced nose. If you think working nights as a bartender while running a city council campaign is stressful, Cartagena is also anxious about spending money on a suit for a campaign event later in the day, and finding money to buy textbooks for his last semester at UNCC, which begins next week. Such is the hustle when you're one of the Gen Z candidates running for local office this election, which is the first they can participate in as candidates. That's because the minimum age to hold local office in North Carolina is 21, and the oldest members of Gen Z are just now turning 22. Some of the youngest candidates this election are cutting it close on that age limit. Joel Odom, for example, is running for mayor as a Democrat. He's only 20 right now.
I turned 21 a month before.
A month before the general election, that is. His birthday is October 8th. Also sliding in just under the age requirement is Joshua Richardson.
I am a candidate, only Republican candidate for City of Charlotte at large this cycle.
And he turned 21 just this Monday, August 12th. These fresh-faced candidates are focusing on many issues in their campaigns: crime, education, economic mobility, and all of them are citing housing costs as among their top priorities. In particular, Cartagena, the UNCC student running for District 4, has been studying cyclical poverty and transportation in school. He says he's concerned that people making low incomes like himself are increasingly struggling to make rent. He says he only makes about $25,000 a year bartending.
We can't afford to live here, frankly. And when we can't afford to live here, we have things like apartments where if the water lines break, we put in work orders that get ignored for a month. And that's a problem.
Mayoral candidate Joel Odom says he's also focusing on affordable housing and its intersection with crime. Both issues are personal to his childhood.
I grew up in public housing with that on Piedmont Court, so shootings, violence, I've seen it. I lived it.
And Joshua Richardson, the young Republican, says he hopes to tackle a slew of topics if elected, among them bringing fiscal conservatism to city council. So far, none of these candidates say their opponents have targeted them for their age. Actually, it's garnered praise in some situations. Mayor Vi Lyles, for instance, told WFAE's Charlotte Talks she appreciates that her young opponent, Odom, is focusing on the city's violent crime rate.
He's participated in our Generation Nation and our Youth Council, and what he represents in this community are people that are passionate about doing this. I really appreciate what he's saying.
And while the young candidates say they would be disappointed if they lose, they hope their campaigns will inspire other members of their generation to get involved. Odom says that's because he and others his age are open to new ideas and fresh solutions.
Like that saying goes, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Well, I'm a young dog. And so I'm out here willing to listen to the people.
And the people will have their say in the primary coming up September 10th. For WFAE News, I'm Nick Delacanel.